91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, back for another season of Instant Crush. I think this is our fourth semester in a row. We'll be around for the hour, so stick around.
And then you did something wrong. You said it was great, and now you don't know how you can. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. This is Instant Crush, and you're listening to 91.5 FMO WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Abe Jollis. I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Quattro Quattro and Osmataz Buckshank.
Hey, hey, hey.
Finian, Jared.
Howdy.
How are we doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful.
It is wonderful to be back, WMFO 91.5. We thought they wouldn't give us the show back.
No, no, we didn't. But they
definitely
had to have us back.
Did all of the service hours on time.
Oh, I did them, yep.
And here we
me
are.
As well.
Never thought we'd see the day in the studio again. New time slot, but same time.
Well, back our original time slot. It was Thursday nights.
Wasn't it Wednesday?
No, it was Thursday. Thursday midnight.
There you go.
Friday morning. Technically, it is a Friday morning in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts.
Never changes.
A harvest moon out right now.
I think.
And a new couch. That is just as unusable as the previous couch.
Incredibly low to the ground.
There will be nobody sitting in it, but it is a well-appreciated gesture.
You could lay in it,
from the
maybe.
People at WMFO.
I feel like it would be if you're really, really tired.
On your
great nap.
Like parallel, like you don't have to be perpendicular. Like, you know, just
okay.
That would be a great futon. Is my point.
Yeah,
that's not what a futon is. Just a different. Entirely. A futon and couch are not synonyms. You know, they're different things.
But I'm saying that thing functions more of a... That's what I'm saying, is it fails to be a couch.
I think it's a love seat. It's just a bad one.
Perfect. Sure. Perfect. There we go, Jared.
It's my senior year at Tufts, final year here at WMFO Medford.
Yeah.
We appreciate the times we've been here so far. We're going to make the times we have left count.
Indeed we are.
How does that sound?
No more missed shows.
And only great songs.
Meanwhile... Two places across Boston, one person in Medford, one person near Northeastern. We're both watching the television. You know, we're not looking outside as one does because we're, you know, 20, 21 years old. We don't go outside. And we're watching Thursday Night Football, watching the Patriots put up a valiant fight against the New York Jets.
Valiant
tons
is
of
certainly
offense,
a word.
Tons of offense. Just an entertaining game. And we both see on the screen, it's the moon. But what kind of moon is it?
Al Michaels noticed it too.
It's a harvest moon.
Is it?
And what does one do during a harvest moon?
Oh, well, they harvest.
They harvest.
They kneel young.
And they kneel.
All right.
Man, just play the song.
And they listen to Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
Get this guy off the air. Play the song.
When we were
5 WMFO Medford.
Look, show up, show up. Back out, pull up. Midtown, roll up. Midtown, roll up. Show up, show up. Back out, pull up.
All my niggas is ready to go. Pop smoke, big smoke. Clipping a stick, sticking a coat. And they got guns same size as Kevin Hart. Please don't think it's a joke. Back on tour with the gang and it's sold out. 22 dates, I ain't missing a show. Got the ladies hitting my phone. Got the man them hitting the wall. Me plus 10 on the list, they know how I'm coming. I'm bringing the pros. And I got G's that stuck in the trap. No government name, they stick to the code. Left wrist, order my PK. Right wrist, whipping the whip on the stove. He don't care about fame, just trying to get rich on the low.
Show up, show up.
See us pull up, pull up.
Back out, pull up.
Got him running, running up.
Midtown, roll up.
Roll the phone, don't get right.
Midtown, roll up.
We're supreme, see what I mean.
Show up, show up.
See us pull up, pull up.
Back out, pull up.
Got him running, running up.
Midtown, roll up.
Roll the font, don't get right.
Midtown, roll up.
We are supreme, see what I mean.
Me and the team, running up, hitting up, sending up, get them on impact. Pull up on scene, have them all looking, we stunned, no, can I forget that? Gather my niggas, the real main. Look in the mirror, see who you are. All of this evil that's in my way. I pray to God, we're over arms. No, can't trip, get grip. Hands all over these chips, watch this flip. No, see, I ain't no bitch when I'm bent. I'm probably with chicks, the man in the mid. See, I'm not dwelling on that. Focus on running these laps, believe. Who could it be? Why am I feeling so hell? It's the devil indeed.
Who do you hear me call out? Hey,
you!
Who do you hear me call out? Hey, them I lost, paper me. Ooh, yeah,
yeah.
Dream on, fly away,
yeah.
Dream on.
Who
do you hear me call out? Hey,
you!
Who do you hear me call out? Hey,
you!
Them I lost, pray for me. What's the cost? Everything. Dream on, fly away, dream on.
Show up. Show up,
see us pull up, pull up.
Back out, pull up.
Got him running, running up.
Midtown, roll up.
Roll the phone, don't get right.
Midtown, roll up.
We're supreme, see what I mean.
Show up, show up.
See us pull up, pull up.
Back out, pull up.
Got him running, running up.
Midtown, roll up.
Roll the phone, don't get right.
Midtown, roll up.
We're supreme, see what I mean.
We'll be right back.
shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companion is 9 years old. He is the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that, as if I didn't know my own bed, as if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. Memphis, Tennessee, I'm going to Graceland. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, and we are going to Graceland. And my traveling companions are ghosts in empty sockets. I'm looking at ghosts and empties. But I've reason to believe we all will be received in Graceland. There is a girl in New York City who calls herself a human trampoline. Sometimes when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Well, everybody sees your flaw. Everybody feels the wind blow. Ooh, in Graceland, in Graceland, I'm going to Graceland. For reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me wants to see Graceland. And I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. Maybe I'm a reason to.
That was Graceland off the 1987 Grammy of the Album of the Year Award winner, Graceland. Slipped up. And up next, we got Secondhand News by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you for listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
To do when times go. Can't tell the night from the day.
Welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was All Yorn, with an N, apostrophe N, by Tyler Childers. Before that, we had Oh Sweet Nothing by the Velvet Underground. And we're back. Very back.
Indeed we are. We're so back.
Following a historic day for fans of greatness everywhere. I call myself a fan of greatness.
Me as well, yep.
Duke, Alabama.
Yeah, you know, so not enough people understand what greatness looks
like. Yankees and Lakers.
You hate on the Patriots until Belichick's on the Pat McAfee show, and you hate on Alabama until Nick Saban is on College Game Day, but then you appreciate greatness. But right now, everyone's appreciating greatness as it happens.
I actually hate Pat McAfee, too.
Why?
He's just kind of
you're just
a meanie.
Tired of him. He's
for
mean?
Lack of a better term that the FCC approves on air. He's a meanie.
But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there are LeBron haters, and LeBron is great right now. There are Brady haters when he was playing. They're still out there. But you know what there aren't? There aren't Shohei Ohtani haters, because everybody understands.
There are plenty of Shohei Ohtani
everybody
haters.
Understands what we're seeing right now is different.
It's true. I do agree with that.
Everybody can appreciate what he's doing is crazy, but then there's everybody, like those haters you're talking about, the people who hated Brady when he's playing.
It's not
people
the same.
No.
We understand what we're watching.
They're looking for something, and what they found is...
MLB posted about Shohei Ohtani 15 times in a row on Instagram today, and I'm not mad about it.
Okay.
That is true. Like when LeBron gets a notification and it's something like slightly irrelevant, you'll always, I don't know about you, but I read the comments and half of them are just people like, oh, here we go. Another piece of news about LeBron. I don't care. But Ohtani, I'll listen to anything.
That's fair. Shout out Shohei Ohtani. Close friend of the show.
Yeah.
Do you remember they thought that he was keeping the name of his dog a secret because the name of the dog was going to give away his free agent destination?
Is that true?
That's what we're working with here. Turns out the name of the dog was Decoy, which I think is actually ironic.
The name of his dog is Seattle, by the way.
Is that true?
No, it's Decoy.
No, I really wanted him to go to the Mariners,
It's Decoy. That's the name of the dog, which is funny because
it
kind of served as a decoy.
Humorous.
But this is the type of... Yeah, that joke went right over my head.
Did we even say why today's...
Because he went 50-50 and went 6-for-6 with 3 home runs and 10 RBIs.
5 extra base hits, 2 stolen bases. The first time that has ever... I feel like we say this every single time.
Well,
Shohei Ohtani does something. Is that
tungsten arm O'Doyle.
Yeah.
You know.
Incredible.
I don't play baseball. I didn't play much. But how is it he's able to do all that on a... Doesn't he have like a Tommy John?
Yeah, that really only matters for throwing. Because the throwing motion is a totally different...
So you really
different.
Don't need that ligament for swinging a bat.
No, like not at all.
That's so strange to me.
No.
Well, like you could like low-key get Tommy John and just like... not play the field, which is what he does. But
you know,
I mean,
it's crazy. Like, you imagine... I always think about this, what you're saying about witnessing greatness is like, can you imagine, we've witnessed 3 of the greatest baseball players of all time the last couple of years. Like, Shohei Ohtani, Mike Trout,
and
Albert
Aaron
Pujols.
Judge.
Albert Pujols, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani. Can you imagine if all 3 of them were on the same team together?
Hey, I'm a Red Sox fan, but Aaron Judge.
I mean,
he's up there.
Can we leave out Jason Worth, though?
Well, the joke I'm making is that they all were on the same team.
Oh.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
On the Dodgers?
No, on the Angels.
That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Another shout out, another close friend of the show before the conspiracy theories, Aaron Rodgers.
Art Moreno. Oh.
Oh.
Wait, why are we bringing up Rodgers?
Because he had a great night, too.
Oh, he did. That's true. Yeah. No, he actually looked great.
He did. He looked excellent. He looked mobile.
He did. He looked shockingly mobile.
Shockingly mobile. What is it?
Unlike Kirk Cousins.
3 carries, 16 yards.
Yeah, he was scooting his booty out there.
Yeah, unlike Kirk. But Kirk, I was watching the game, and I was at one house, and this is the Falcons-Eagles game.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this game's over. And I got up and left, and I got home to watch Cousins win the
little
game.
Little did you know.
He has earned my respect back.
He's 8-6 in prime time now.
He's earned my respect back.
Yeah, he kind of isn't.
They said that on air. I was
like, kind of like not terrible in prime time.
I'm starting to think Jalen Hurts might not be very good.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, you and everyone else. I mean, how many times has he ended a game?
I think the offensive coordinator needs to stop calling QB draws on 3rd and 9 for him. Just let him throw the ball.
I think he actually just, they don't trust him to throw the ball on 3rd and 9.
He's throwing a lot of picks. I mean, how many times has he ended a game? Just like a, you know,
he's like the last guy I want leading a game-winning drive.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Give me Jacoby.
I love Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby.
Who doesn't love Jacoby Brissett?
I love the man. What he's doing right now, putting his body on the line to preserve the development of Drake May.
Shielding Drake May
from
NFL
defenses.
They're
beating the crap out of him. He got pressured on like 60% of his dropbacks today.
Yeah.
It's rough out there. Hopefully he's getting paid a lot.
You know, you would think that the team had a terrible O-line and then didn't invest at all in that O-line would just magically have a great O-line, but apparently not. And we're learning that in real time.
You would think.
We're learning that in real time.
Well, now that it's 12:44 and 45 seconds, Jared, what's back on the menu?
Yeah, tune into Felger and Maz tomorrow, 2-6. They'll have some good things to say about the Patriots, I'm sure.
Great. Shameless plug.
Yeah,
let's hear it.
Vanessa DeMata and Ben Harper. Boa sorte. In parentheses. Good luck.
mais jeito, acabou. Boa sorte, não tenho o que dizer. São só palavras, e o que eu sinto não mudará. Tudo que quer me dar é demais, é pesado, não há paz. Tudo que quer de mim.
There's no way, it's over. Good luck, I have nothing left to say. It's only words, and what I feel won't change.
Tudo que quer me dar,
everything you want
é demais,
to give me, it's
é
too
pesado,
much, it's
não
heavy.
Tudo que
there's
quer
no
de
peace,
mim,
all you want from me
is a
real expectation.
Maybe the dog is from your eyes.
Quick PSA from WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoptechstoprex.org and learn more. This was a PSA from WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
But long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do?
You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. This has been Instant Crush. Thank you for listening. We'll be back every week, same time, midnight on Thursdays. See you next week.
Let me tell you about my day. It's such a very long day. It started around 7, and I can hear a pray. That's why I love Sunday mornings, even when it was cold. There was always something burning that was good for my soul. As I walk through the yard, I can feel your presence, giving me the time of my life and shower me with life lessons. Now I know what they mean when they say keep your head to the sky, and don't be too quick to fit in, and don't feel you have to try. This world is strange, so strange it is. You know it really hurts inside, yeah.
Sometimes,
no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes.
Sometimes.
I'm so proud you can see the young man I came to be. With lifelong struggles, you kept a smile on my face. And as I'm looking all around me, I say, how can I ever repay you? Mama was worth more than gold, and she always tried to tell me, this world is strange, so strange, so strange, my dear. You know it really hurts inside, yeah. And no matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
There's been a few days when people truly let me down. I say crucial things just to bring me down. And they will rob, beg, and cheat just for their own self motives and greed. But I guess it ain't nothing new. It's just something I gotta go through. This world is strange, so strange. You know it makes me hurt sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. No matter how good you are to people you know, they'll make you cry sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Now how much more can I take before I shoot to kill? Don't let them mess with your heart, 'cause what you're feeling is very real. You know it makes me cry sometimes.